You're listening to SBS News.
Refugee advocates are disappointed with the cap on people migrating to Australia, remaining at 160,000 places, the same as last year. The government says it will focus on onshore applications and reduce the partner visa backlog at a cost of over $300 million over 4 years. Con Karapaniotidis is the CEO of the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. He says migration is critical to repairing the economy and the budget.
The government has missed a profound opportunity by keeping our refugee and humanitarian intake at 13,750, and they're allowing just a trickle of international students to enter. So on every front they're failing. They're failing when it comes to our humanitarian obligations. They're failing on how critical migration is to helping us recover post-COVID. And we're seeing levels that we haven't seen since the 1940s. So I call it a disaster is what I call it, and no doubt linked to our failures around our own vaccine rollout.
Last year, Australia's net overseas migration plunged into negative levels for the first time since World War II due to the widespread COVID-19 travel bans and border closures. Estimates suggest it will take at least another 2 years for it to return to pre-pandemic levels. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg revealed a gradual return of permanent and temporary migrants is expected to occur from mid-2022. But Paul Power from the Refugee Council of Australia says Australia's quarantine capacity and vaccine rollout needs improving.
At a time when there are 26 million refugees around the world and they're in more desperate circumstances than we've seen for quite some years because of the economic impacts of COVID-19, there's no hope for many people, you know, who will miss out as a result of, you know, the cut in the Australian program.
Under the budget, new migrants to Australia will be forced to wait 4 years before they can access government benefits. Mr. Karapaniotidis says this will make it harder for migrants to access welfare.
We know access to an income safety net, we saw this during COVID, is what sets people up to successfully contribute. Forcing immigrant families to carry the financial burden for 4 years fractures Australian families, puts families under greater pressure. And in the end, that spills over into our health system, into our welfare system and onwards.
The federal budget contains $243.6 million to improve economic, social and educational outcomes for Indigenous Australians, with $57.6 million to better support Indigenous women and children who have dealt with or are currently experiencing family violence. Paul Wright is the National Director of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander People Organisation, ANTAR. He has welcomed more funding for mental health services.
We know that if we were funding the right kind of services, if we're getting the social determinant factors right, then there'd be a lot more people that wouldn't be left in situations of such despair that they feel the need to take their own lives.
The government says funding will contribute to closing the gap targets and better outcomes for Indigenous Australians. It will complement measures that will be announced in the Commonwealth's implementation plan. But Mr. Wright says budget figures don't add up.
It doesn't even come close to that kind of financial resourcing commitment to actually deliver on what they say they want to do over the next 10 years. So that for me is a real worry. How do they deliver on their good intentions that's in that new national agreement from last year? That's still an open question, and the budget tonight didn't answer that question.
Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.